The Weekend!
Yes, it is time for the weekend wrap-up on our program. The latest on Western Mass goings-on, including the Holyoke effort for the Ukraine, the Chicopee school superintendent, drinking water contamination in Springfield, dog and cat food collections, search efforts continue in Lee for a missing school teacher, and more.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Glad to have you with us. Let's check out the weather for today. Partly sunny, chance of an afternoon shower, which is pretty much the pattern over the last few days. A high of 62. That's nice. Winds northwest 5 to 10. A chance of rain, we'll mark it at 40%. Clouds increase tonight, a low of 40. Winds west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. What a lashing we got from rain last night, huh? The ultraviolet index at 5. The humidity, 74%. More support today in Holyoke for Ukraine as city officials gather with St. Peter and Paul Ukrainian Catholic Church from Ludlow to raise the Ukrainian flag at Holyoke City Hall to demonstrate solidarity with the people caught in the middle of the Russian invasion. The church will also be accepting donations of medical supplies and money to benefit relief efforts. The event is open to the public and it gets underway at City Hall today, Friday at 3 p.m. Springfield Water and Sewer Commission is notifying its customers of an exceedance of the maximum contaminant level for the disinfection byproducts, halocetic acids, and total trihalomethanes in drinking water. Sample results taken March 3rd indicated that the system exceeded the standard or maximum contaminant level established by drinking water regulations for haloacetic acids and 8 sample locations and total trihalomethanes at 4 sample locations. So the MCL for HAA5 is 60 parts per billion and for TTHM is 80 parts per billion, calculated as the average of the results for the past 4 quarters at an individual sample site. The exceedance is not an immediate health hazard, we are informed, and customers may continue consuming and using their water as normal. Now, if this had been a public health emergency, customers would have been notified within 24 hours. Mayor Dominic Sarno, Fire Commissioner B.J. Calvi, and Deputy Chief David Wells have announced today that the Springfield Emergency Communications will be collecting donations for T.J. O'Connor Animal Control Center during this entire month. 911 dispatchers from across the state are engaging in community service projects to give back to their communities. Springfield 911 has chosen to give to the TJO Animal Control and Adoption Center items needed, including canned cat and dog food, paper towels, laundry soap, bleach, blankets, treats, and toys. Financial donations to TJO can be dropped off at the Springfield Emergency Communications Center, 1535 Roosevelt, between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at the lobby of the Greater Springfield Credit Union, 1030 Wilbraham Road. From the Lee Police Department, public safety officials are actively conducting a search for missing person Megan Marone of Del Mar, New York. Megan was last believed to be in the Long Cope Park area on Church Street in Lee. Megan is a 43-year-old white female, approximately 115 pounds, 5'6", auburn hair, green eyes. Police indicate the 10th grade teacher parked and went for a hike on March 27. They say there was no sign of foul play in her car. They were able to track her cell activity for a short time, but the signal went dead. Searchers have combed the area, even using dogs, drones, and helicopters for more than a week. If you have information, you should contact Lee Police, and that number is 243-5530, 413 area, 243-5530. Well, on the 9th, which is Saturday tomorrow, of course, Northampton begins a month-long Arbor Day celebration, offering opportunities for the public to plant trees, learn about tree care, and pick up free tree whips to help improve the city's urban tree canopy. Northampton's Department of Public Works, the city's Urban Forestry Commission, Tree Northampton, and volunteers from the Northampton Rotary Club kick off the activities on the 9th tomorrow with a planting of 16 public shade trees on Greenleaf Drive and Hawthorne Terrace. This date coincides with a multi-state Rotary Day of Service focused on improving the environment. Rotary Club volunteers in coordination with the Northampton School Department will also plant 30 trees at R.K. Finn Ryan Road Elementary School and Jackson Street School on April 16, 2022. If you'd like additional info, you can contact Rich Parasoliti, Jr., Tree Warden, and that number is 587-1570, extension 4317, 587-1570, extension 4317. Springfield Mayor and the City American Rescue Plan Act have announced today the City of Springfield's fourth round of ARPA RFP funding awards for new businesses, small businesses, restaurants, and hospitality, nonprofits, and neighborhoods. Now, this announcement continues to highlight the Sarno administration's commitment to enhancing the neighborhoods, the economic development opportunities, and focusing on addressing the public health and mental health needs of the community. Now, all 14 awardees have been identified as minority and/or women-owned or are located within the qualified census tracts for eligibility, and they include Jackalope, $50,000, new business for an Asian man, Salaud Kitchen, $75,000, an African-American, Black, Asian, and woman-operated small business, Parkea, $125,000, small business located within the QCT, Revitalized Superfoods, this is an African-American, Black, and woman-owned small business, they received $60,000, Iona's Delectable Delight Catering Service, small business, African-American, $75,000, Primetime Nutrition, small business, Western Hemisphere, Hispanic, and woman, Hummingbird Jamaican Cuisine Restaurant, $75,000, small business, African-American. Fiera's Bakery PR, $60,000, small business, Western Hemisphere, Hispanic. Petra Cafe, $100,000, small business located within the QCT. Bumpy's Natural and Organic Foods, $75,000, small business, African-American. And City Jake's Cafe, a woman-owned small business. Oh, I've neglected a few here. Timoteo's Grill, $75,000, small business, Hispanic and woman. Russ's Restaurant, $75,000, small business in the QCT. The Boulevard, $75,000, small business located within the QCT. La Quinta, apparently $1 million hospitality business in the QCT. Revival Time Evangelist Center, J.C. Williams Community Center, $1,600,000 nonprofit. And the Springfield Boys and Girls Club, $1,500,000 nonprofit. And Mayor Sarno will dedicate and attend and bring greetings at Bay Path University's presidential inauguration events today. The inauguration kicks off with an inauguration ceremony at Springfield Symphony Hall, where the mayor will bring greetings and welcome Bay Path's sixth president, Dr. Sandra J. Duran. Following the ceremony, the mayor will welcome everybody at Bay Path University's 125th Celebration Ball at the MassMutual Center at 6:30 p.m. The weekend! Well, that rounds it up, and at this point, I want to wish you a terrific weekend. I hope you enjoy. I hope you have some fun recreational activities planned if you're not working, or you just want to kick back and relax. Good for you. Enjoy. And thank you for being with us this week for all the programs on Pioneer Valley Radio. They're all there on our site if you want to review any of them or if you missed any of them. And our next new show up online on Monday and available to you throughout the day and night on demand. Be well. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.